The question is, and it seems to me this is one of the central questions of the Republic, what would it be like to live a life ruled by reason, where reason is not a tyrant? That is, where each different part is doing the function for which it's best suited, and reason is ruling, but not in the way a tyrant rules. We need to get clear about what that means. What is an appropriate function? Here it means the function for which the thing is best suited. But that means, in turn, as I've been saying all along, the function for which it has the appropriate virtues. And with that fact in mind, we're in a position to offer a final account. Justice is a virtue. Of any complex entity that is functionally differentiated, just in case the functions are assigned on the basis of virtue. So it turns out that justice is, so to speak, a self-referential virtue. It's the virtue that characterizes those entities whose functional differentiation is in accordance with the principle of function following virtue. It is, to reveal again why we think of it as justice, the proper adjudication of function and virtue. So justice now turns out to be a quite general principle of the adjudication between being and acting, that is, between the way things are, the kind of virtues they have, and what it is that they do, the kind of functions that they are given. Now, let me in closing note a further point, and it's one that we'll talk more about in the next lecture. It's in light of the general account I've just suggested that justice is able to appear as a metaphysical concept in the Republic, as well as a concept that's grounded both politically and morally. The notion of the forms and their connection to the good is governed by this concept. Think of it this way. The universe is itself a functionally differentiated complex. Ideally, each thing is what it's appropriate for it to be, where the being is like a function of the state. And that's only just. Well, more about this next time. Next lecture will begin, furthermore, by asking what the relationship is between this complex and theoretically interesting account of justice and the first sense, and we'll also talk a little bit more about the way in which we might understand justice to be a metaphysical and not just a moral or political virtue.
This ends Lecture 4. Remember to visit this course's webpage at www.modernscholar.com, where you'll find additional information about the lectures that you just heard.